Good morning. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We have the answer to all the questions that humanity have been asking themselves for the last 12,000 years. And now all the religions of the world are unified, and you will receive the clear explanation of God's plan and what He has been doing for the last 12,000 years. And He has prophesied all this religion will come to the humanity, and now He has sent the seventh revelation. And if you are from any religion, any background, that you would like to know what happened to your religion to this point, and why this last revelation is necessary and was needed to come, you have come to the right room. You will be here for an hour and a half, and you can raise your hand for your questions, or you can type them in text. Of course, sometimes the text goes pretty fast. I might not see all the questions, but the are people that will send me your questions in PMs, and I try to answer all of them for you. The base of this new revelation is that God has been sending seven revelations separately as new religions or truth to humanity for the last 12,000 years, and each of these religions became main religion of a group or a people on different parts of earth, and each of them of course thought they have the ultimate answer. But God clearly says in the revelation that He is a mystery until the seventh revelation or angel come to humanity and bring the whole truth to man. We are in that point of history and human evolution that the seventh seal is open, the book with the seventh seal is opened, the seventh revelation has come, the seventh angel opened the seventh seal, and now we are in the last 1,000 years of purification for humanity. So in 1,000 years, those who have purified themselves, understood teaching, followed the eternal divine path, created the communities of light, participate in it, brought the kingdom of heaven on earth, eventually will reach the goal, the pure consciousness. So these revelations are very clear, very precise, very strong. It is supported by prophecies fulfilled, the genealogy that connects the revealer to all the prophecies of coming of this revelation. Therefore, if you have the slightest spirit of God and truth, you have no choice but to see this is from God. This is the last revelation. There is no other truth or revelation or news on the earth will be more complete and perfect than what we have here. Indeed, if you study our teachings, you have a great grip and understanding of what is happening on earth than best news broadcast on earth. But they see only a small part of what is happening, but we have the whole vision of God's plan and what is coming. And those who think they will succeed without understanding God's plan, they are mistaken, and they will be very surprised when they see that what they think and what God has revealed is two different things. So if you want to have a greater grip of what is coming, you have come to the right place. Of course, God has been perfecting humans to this point for the last 12,000 years, as it's been said, the wheat and the chaff has been grown together. Now is the time of the harvest. It's the time to separate the chaff from the wheat, and the wheat are the beings that we call the elect. Actually, in all the scriptures, God called them elect. He called them my people, my elect. And that is what is happening on earth at this point. We are calling the elect, we are calling the wheat. We are calling the people who have been meditating, awakening their spiritual forces, have purified themselves to this point, and now is the time to come forward, see this vision, realize God's words, and come and join the mission and say, yes, this is God's plan, and we want to help, because we have been waiting for this for the last 12,000 years. Actually, all the prophets, all the great beings have been waiting for this revelation to come, and now it is on earth. There is no other revelation that has the complete picture than now is on earth in the mission of Maitreya. So, understand it, read it, ask questions, that's why I'm here. If you have a question, raise your hand, and if you don't have a mic, or you're shy, or for any reason you like to have it on text, go ahead and type it in text, and let we converse together, let we discuss the different aspects of God and His plans together. Let us come to the conclusion that yes, what this revelation has brought to us does answer all your questions. And eventually, of course, come and help the plan of God in all level in your life with your capacity that you can add to the mission. As we gather the 144,000 elects, if each elect does a little bit, we will get a lot done, and eventually we'll spread this message to every corner on the earth. Of course, it already goes to every corner of the earth. The only thing people really have to do is to connect to Paltalk and come to this room, or go to our website, or send their questions to us, and know what the revelation is. Freely is being given, freely is given out to everybody on earth. This is the revelation that everybody should hear at least once. They should realize that there has been a plan, there is a path, it's called eternal, divine path. It is called eternal because it is established in eternity. It is divine because it leads to divinity, and it is a path. It doesn't have any dogma. You don't have to believe in this name and that name. You benefit from it. If you follow the path, you will see benefit. You will benefit. People around you will benefit. Your community will benefit. The whole earth will benefit by people following this path. Of course, this path is essentially opposed to the nature of ego, which is self-centered, selfish, and wants everything for itself. It is a path that dissolves the ego and frees you from your subconscious mind to unconscious mind or God. This path is the path of liberation and salvation to God. God has sent each part of this path as a religion, as a truth, as a philosophy, as an understanding to humanity. For example, the first part is awakening of the spiritual forces. That is the teaching that we call mystical path, and that is to know thyself. Whoever knows self to know God. Self and God are one. Atman, self, and Atman with big A, capital A, is God. You and God have the same essence. Everything is God, but not everything is in pure consciousness. Therefore, if you know yourself, you have no choice to know God. That is the teaching of Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, mystical Christianity, Sufis, and all the teachings that teaches that you and God are one. Be still and know that I am God. That is exactly what is in the Bible that teaches at least Jews and Christians to become still, meditate, realize that they and God are one. After you awaken your spiritual forces, of course, God sent the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, God is trying to find a people that called the children of light, those who follow God in their community, and they also follow God's laws. And therefore, they bring the kingdom of God in within themselves on earth. So the whole Old Testament is a struggle between God trying to find these people, teach these people, guide these people, give them law, give them everything they need to progress on earth and create a community that everybody has the ability to meditate, awaken their spiritual forces, and progress. In order to create such a community, you have to give up yourself into it. If everybody in the community says, what is for me in this community, I'm here only, everybody has served me, and I'm not going to contribute or sacrifice in it, or I'm going to keep my ego and be selfish and self-centered, it's not going to work. Therefore, you have to give up yourself to the community, you have to sacrifice, and that is the message of Christ. New Testament shows that Christ was willing to even sacrifice his life for his ideal, and that was love thy neighbor as thyself. Work for the kingdom of heaven or God. Therefore, the message of third seal of Christianity is sacrifice, not being self-centered, being able to contribute into the community. Therefore, the community prospers, the community becomes stronger, the community is supported with the members and the people who are in it. Therefore, it becomes a viable, a strong force to spread and help everybody on earth. As the communities of light, of course, form, we will eventually be in the kingdom of God on earth. You sacrifice a lot in the community, you meditate, you have ignorant spiritual forces, you try to create the communities of light, second seal, and I have a question. What about Jesus, or also known as Yeshua? Well, first of all, Yeshua is a corrupt name of his sacred name. His sacred name cannot be pronounced. The only way you can know his true spiritual name is by being revealed to you one by one through the Spirit of God. Therefore, the very word Yeshua is a corrupt pronunciation of the name of the Son. Just like Yahweh is a corrupt pronunciation of the name of the Father. Then, the name of the Father and the Son merge. The Spirit of the Mother also will be recognized in a person, and therefore, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost or Mother will become one. Second, his name never really was Jesus. The name Jesus cannot be found anywhere in Hebrew language, and he came from a Hebrew background. A lot of people have tried to explain to me when the name Jesus come. They go on as it came from Yeshua, and then it was translated to Greek, and eventually it became Jesus. But as you said, the very base of their explanation, Yeshua, is incorrect, because Yeshua is really a corrupt name of his spiritual name, which cannot be altered on earth. So we can see that they are incorrect in trying to make the Yeshua to Jesus. And many other cultures, like Muslims and Hindus, they call him Isa. And there have been a monastery in India which has a historical writing on Christ, and they call him also Isa. So his earth name was Isa. His spiritual name cannot be pronounced, so Yeshua is incorrect. And some people actually write Yeshua as Y, comma, and then Shua, or kind of as they're saying it's not pronounceable, just Yeshua. And so we can see some people are aware of that it cannot be pronounced. Of course, the name Jesus, if you go to our website, go to glossary, it is a long explanation about where the name Jesus has come from. It sounds like J, Jesus, have come from the name J. J in Sanskrit means victory. And we know that Indo-European language have come from Europe. Therefore, J most probably was meant victory in Greek, old Greek language, or probably Latin. Therefore, J means victory, and Zeus means Zeus. So, J Zeus means victory to Zeus. When Christianity came to Europe, they did accept that he was the Son of God, he was the Messiah, he was the Savior, but they did not let go of many things that they believed before that. That's why we see that in Rome, they have replaced a lot of holy days, or God's days, with the holidays of Rome. And many, many things that we can see have come to us as Christianity in the West is with great influence with the Rome and Greek philosophy and beliefs. And to understand the truth of Christ's teaching, the only place you can go at this time and look at it is the red text in the New Testament. Anything beside those red texts is not much reliable or something you can really, you know, count on. And even Jefferson realized that, and that's why he wrote the Jefferson's Bible. And he tried to take a lot of things that he also realized isn't really not the word of God or Christ out, and try to purify it. He did a pretty decent job on that. But the truth, of course, has come in though, in other revelation that corrected it. Actually, New Testament was not written until 170 years after Christ. We have been at this for 20 years of our teaching have been twisted with many people who have come to the mission and they tried to change it to the way they wanted for it to sound. So if people are willing to change the teaching that came 3-4 years ago, just imagine how much influence can be put in a teaching in 170 years when the prophet actually wasn't there even to correct it or say, yes, okay, I accept this, but I don't accept this, but this is true, that's not true. So we can see that it is an influence greatly with the Rome and Greek mythology. Actually, Rome was becoming the follower of Mithra, and Mithra is a part of the Zoroastrian religion, and Zoroastrian people believe that there will be a savior who will come from a virgin and will save the world. So we can see that philosophy is also has influence in Christianity. And if you read our teaching, and if you really a seeker and search the truth, you will see that a lot of things in most our religions are believed with the followers, which is not completely from God. So, answering your question, Christ or Isa the Christ was the Messiah, the Son of God, who brought the third seal to humanity, and is a part of the teaching. We do not deny that that Isa was Christ, and we believe in our prophets and religions before this revelation, and there will not be any greater truth come to us for 1,000 years than this revelation. So if you really want to know who what Christ is or what was his mission and revelation, you have to understand the third seal and our teaching in a greater degree. I hope that answers your question. Thank you, Maitreya. You answered my question thoroughly. Great. I'm glad it makes sense, Wendy. Again, welcome to the room, Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. We are here to clarify, to explain, to talk to everybody about this new revelation which has come to humanity as the opening of the seventh seal and unification of our religions. If you have any questions, raise your hand and come up and let's have a conversation about it. And if you don't have mic for any other reason, you can type it in text. I'm sure you have a problem with your system, Lady Heaven, and everybody probably can help you out, get your mic or speaker working. I don't see any question. If I missed any question, please EPM me with the question so we can go ahead and answer you. So as I was saying, the third seal is the sacrifice, not being self-centered. Now, you meditate, you awaken your spiritual forces, you try to create the communion of life, you sacrifice for it, nothing happens. Nobody wants to hear it, nobody wants to respond to it, nobody wants to create the communion of life. Everybody have their life, everybody have a reason or problem or excuse not to get involved. So nothing happens and your work or mission is not going anywhere. You become depressed. You say, well, this is the greatest revelation has come, prophesied by God, and now it is here. It makes sense. It makes sense to you. It makes sense to the people who have seen the vision. Why does it make sense to the rest of humanity? Because they have dogmas, they have their own ideas, their opinion, their problem. Either, they are involved with their husband, wife, father, mother, children, career, this and that. As Christ said, they have been invited to the wedding, but all have an excuse not to come and join this revelation and get on with the work. So we can see that you might become very discouraged and say, well, what is it that it is not happening and it's not going where you want it? Or you start preaching and everybody hear it, understand it, love it, and they come and join you with no reservation. They drop everything and say, yes, this is the revelation of God. My life worth nothing if I am not a part of it, because I want to be with God. And therefore you drop everything and you go to the limb for God, and then you see great things that start happening to you because you are following God's will. Therefore, the next step is to surrender the results of your action to God. You do see the vision, you do meditate, you do awaken your spiritual force, at least you try to. You join the community here, or you try to start a community wherever you are, and you sacrifice for it, but you say, God, I really want to see this community of light form. I really want to see that the kingdom of God come on earth. I do my best, but I'm not attached to the result. The result is yours. I try to understand your will, which we know His will is in the holiest of the holies, our scripture. And if you understand that, then you know His will and you try to do His will. I want to do your will. I will try my best, but the result is yours. I'm not going to be attached to what happened. So, when you reach that point, you surrender the result to God. Even greater than surrendering, of course, submission. Submission means you reach a point, you become so close to God, and you know the will of God so well, that you always consult God what is the best course of action in any situation, and you let God actually do it through you. You become a channel for the highest, which is only one God, the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, fine, and He comes through you, and the oneness of you and God become one. You and God become one, because if He is coming through you all the time, is there any separation? No. God is doing it through me. I'm not giving this task. God is giving this task. And I'm just a pure channel sitting here and letting God come through and say what is needed for you all to hear. And when you do that, then you and God are one. And that is the goal of the spiritual progress, to become one with God. There is no ego left. There is no I do, I remember, I have done. But it's all God doing it through me, and I am free from any karma because I'm not doing anything. Therefore, you are absolutely not attached to the results of your action, therefore you are absolutely free to let God's Spirit come through you all the time. Of course, it is not an easy job to be in the Spirit of God all the time and know His will. So if that happens, do your best and surrender the result to God, and as you do more and more and you realize how best you can do God's will, you will see the Spirit of God will come through you. Indeed, eventually you realize you and God are one. There is no separation. God is coming through you all the time, and when there is no separation, there is no ego, no craving, no attention giving actions will be done. So you will become a pure channel of God, and that is the highest spiritual realization. And that is the message of Islam. Islam means, come from the word taslim, means to be surrendered and submit to God. Therefore, you can see, so far we included all the mystical paths, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, all the mystical teaching of Africa, South America, and the people who all teach you know thyself to know God. We included the Old Testament, creation of the communities of light. We included Christianity, or New Testament, which the message is sacrifice in order to carry a communities of light. And we included Islam, which the message is to be surrendering of submissive to God. Therefore, we can see at least we have unified 4 billion people in this revelation, and we have unified them together. Now there is the fifth seal. Okay, go ahead, Lady Heaven.
Say good evening or good morning. I'm very happy to be here. I got a question. All the prophets, they got kind of a miracle and some signs that they knew that they're sent from God. And in your mission, and I mean, how did you know that? That is, I mean, you're not a prophet, right? I don't know, you're not a prophet. Is it a prophet? I don't know, I just want to know, how did he know that he is a prophet? Well, I'll tell you, I'm Muslim, and I don't know, one of the sisters here, they told me that the Materia is al-Mahdi that we have in Islam, right? One of those sisters, yeah, al-Mahdi. Okay, but al-Mahdi in Islam is not a prophet. In Islam, they're expecting al-Mahdi, but he is not a prophet. He is just a very good and very holy man who will come to teach people and to take them to the right path. Okay, so Mataji is a prophet. He's a prophet. So how did he know that you're a prophet? I mean, what is a sign? How do you know that you're a prophet? That's my question. I mean, what proves to you that? How did he know that if I am a prophet? I'm sent by God, and I have to do that mission. That is my question.
Okay, I guess I can reiterate your question. Your question is about Mehdi, if I am a prophet, and if there is a miracle in the mission of Maitreya. Of course, Mehdi is the belief mostly come from the Shia, and Imam is a branch of Islam, and it was the 12th Imam in Islam who mysteriously vanished. The reason for it was that any Imam came after Prophet Muhammad as his family and the sons of his daughters, they were either murdered or poisoned, and the 12th Imam had his approach was to become kind of a very isolated and communicated with his follower through Vakil, or a person who took his message to his people. And eventually, of course, he vanished, you know, and nobody knows what happened to him. And the belief is, as Christ was crucified according to Christianity and rose and went to heaven and is returned one day, he also will return the almost the same way, with a little difference, of course, in different what branches of Islam you are in. So that is an expectation of return of Mahdi as the representation of God. Of course, before Mahdi come, there will come the door or Rakil of the Mahdi, and that is what Bab came and said, I am he, I am the Bab or the door to Mahdi. And of course later on he said he is the Mahdi, and later on even said he is the major manifestation. So we can see that if you believe that Mahdi is a good person and who will come as a revealer of some truth, Bab have already done that, and therefore we can see Mahdi came as Bab and Babis, and eventually the religion of Baha'is came to West, and now we know that Baha'is also claim that they have a teaching and revelation of God. Of course, because this mission unifies all religion, and also it includes all the revelation before it, it also includes all the prophecies of coming of all the expectations of all religions. If you go to our website, there is a section called Prophecies, and it is explained very clearly how this mission, this revelation, this prophet or major manifestation or Messiah or whatever you want to call it, or prophet, has fulfilled the expectation of all religion on earth. There is no religion with the prophecies which is not left out. Therefore you can see that that is also has been prophesied to come based on the word of God, and also is based on the scripture. The scripture is that only and only when the seventh angel comes, the last revelation of God will come on earth. Therefore, no revelation, no prophet is the last until the seventh angel comes. And Prophet Muhammad never claimed he is the seventh angel. Actually, the very base of the belief of the Muslim that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet is the few words in Quran or in Hadith that reveals, you know, very little about he is the last prophet, and even that was being disputed and talked about for many, you know, in many in writings and in Baha'i teaching and many other people, and we have very good explanation or steps on why he is not the last prophet, etc. So we can see that God said only the seven angels is the last prophet, the seven revealer is the last prophet, and therefore we can see by understanding that we realize that this is the last revelation. No other revelation before it is the last revelation. Therefore, this is a revelation which only comes through the person who's fulfilled all these prophecies, and therefore it is based on the word of God, as Prophet Muhammad was prophesied to come and he was the prophet of God, as Christ was prophesied to come, he was the prophet of God or the Messiah. So does this revelation have prophesied to come, and therefore is based on God, and this is a revelation that you can call the revealer a Messiah or a prophet or a major manifestation, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make any difference. The most important is in the message. What did God send to humanity? Did it fulfill the scripture? Is it really the word of God that such a thing is going to come? And if you study your teaching, as I said, if you have the slightest spirit of God or truth in you, you will see it is. And now the question was, what is the miracle of this mission? The miracle is the message. If you understand the message, then you understand our religion, you understand God's plan, you understand how the kingdom of God can come on earth, how all the religion has come and sinned by God. That's revelation by itself. These points by themselves is a miracle because nobody knew it. Till 25 years ago, nobody knew this. Now many people do, because they have come to the mission, they have come to our website, and they have seen the truth. Yes, our holy book is called The Holiest of the Holies, T-H-O-T-H, though, the Last Testament. So you see, even in our revelation, it clearly says this is the last one. Okay? Quran doesn't mean last one. Quran means reading. Okay? But this one clearly says, where from you brought it? From God, of course from God. How can a revelation come from anywhere else? Revelation comes from the God, which is the Spirit, which is everything. It is Wahy. Do you understand Wahy? In Islam, Prophet Muhammad received Wahy. Wahy means coming from God to you, and then you reveal it to humanity. It is the same process. God never changes his mind. You've seen that? What do you mean you've seen that? You've seen that? You have seen what? Well, there are lots of people who claim to be the Mahdi and the Messiah, but they have not really fulfilled the prophecies. They are not seventh angels. They didn't open their seventh seal. And no matter what they are and who they are, if it is not in though, they probably were great people, and just like you know, many branches and people who came as Mahdi and claimed that, but they have not created a great religion. I don't know much about Wahy. You know, you can explain it to us if you want. You can come to the mic and tell us what Wahy is. You know, but there is no greater truth or revelation than though. So, these are the answers to your questions. If you want to see the miracle of God, go, because this message will heal the whole earth, the whole humanity. It is the message of healing to bring unity to humanity, teach how to create the communities of light, how to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we can see that we are not healing individual, we are healing the whole earth. Go ahead, Lady Heaven.
Okay, thank you. As I know that you were Persian, you were Muslim. You were born from a Muslim family, and I want to know that what does the religion you brought has, I think, like special thing or a thing that will attract me as a Muslim to believe that this is a true religion. I'm sorry. My question was that as I read that he was Muslim, he was from Iran, and me as a Muslim, what do you think that this religion will attract me and what will make me believe in it? I mean, is that message you brought in the holy book you got, is like has something like what language is it? I mean, like, the Quran was in Arabic. In what language is the book originally is written, with what language, and what in that religion will make me find it better than Islam? That is my question.
Well, it will make you a better Muslim. If you understand though on our teaching, you will become a better Muslim. If it makes you a better Christian, it makes you a better Jew. It will make you a better Hindu, Buddhist, Baha'i, or whatever and whoever you are. It explains the essence of Islam, what it means. It explains how God did say that Prophet Muhammad will come and he will bring the highest spiritual realization, which is the fourth seal. It clears a lot of things for you as Muslim, why Islam came, why Prophet Muhammad is not the last prophet, why he did not reveal the whole holy tablet, and you have to wait until the seven angels come. If you are the seeker of the truth, doesn't matter you are a Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Jew, whatever, you want the truth, and though reveals the truth to you. Therefore, it's not directed to the Muslim, or Hindus, or Buddhist, or Christian. It is directed, and is for the whole humanity. Actually, this is the only revelation which is for whole humanity. As Prophet Muhammad said, I have brought Quran in your language, Arabic, for Arab. And that's exactly what God said. Prophet Muhammad comes, he comes for the children of Ishmael. Because God promised Abraham and Abram both a scepter, a kingly spiritual domination, and a territorial or birthright, you know, promise. The kingly domination came through Christ, through the children of Isaac, and Prophet Muhammad came as the revealer and the prophet of the children of Ishmael. Therefore, clearly, if you read though, you understand all these things in a greater degree. Therefore, you understand your religion better, where it come from, why it came from, who it came for. Why is this not gonna unify whole humanity? And why there are so many misconceptions, like any other religion? Because every religion to this point, they thought they are the best revelation from God. Everybody, all Christians want to make everybody Christian. Our Muslims want to make everybody Muslim. Our Jews say they are the elected ones, they are the only ones going to be saved. Everybody else, you know, didn't choose God. But this revelation says no. God sent all of you separately. God promised Isaac, Christ. God promised Ishmael, Prophet Muhammad. God promised Jews to be elected until Christ came and said, you are not elected anymore. The kingdom will be taken away from you and give to another person, another nation. So all these things are explained. This is amazing. If you read all this revelation, if you read our teaching, it's amazing how much truth will be revealed to you. How much it will clear for you the word of God to this point. Therefore, as a Muslim, as a seeker of the truth, you have the obligation and responsibility to study, to read, and it's all on our website. And they have, I can see here, they have posted many times the URL to our website. And it's free. It's all there free. You can go download, read it, and all that. Of course, if you want a, you know, hard copy of so, you know, there's a small charge for it, for paper and things like that. But it is free there. It is your duty and obligation to know what God really meant when He promised Ishmael that a prophet will come from you. What it meant when He promised the same thing to Isaac. Why Jews are confused and they cannot see that God promised to both Abram and Abraham of coming of Messiah and or prophets. Why they cannot see that God said they are no longer the chosen people, a new nation will be the chosen people. So all people will follow this vision like convert. That is the whole idea. Well, not all people. The whole idea is that for the last 2,000 years, God brought many humans into human body and let them grow together. Of course, if you read our teaching, it explains also the creation, how man failed, how he became more and more gross to the human body as we are in, how our spiritual eyes was closed and all that. And now is the time that the process is reversed. Let's answer your question one by one. Okay, you also with the follow people convert to it. So some of these people for 12,000 years ago, they have progressed to this point. That's what they are elect. Some people have not. They are shaft. Now is the time that this elect and the shaft will be sundered. The shaft will not be reincarnated for a long time, and the elect or the people who are progress will. And the elect eventually will create the kingdom of another. I don't have to convert you. If you have the light, if you are an elect, you will see the vision. You convert yourself. I don't have even to convince you. No, it is not my job to convince you. My job is to give you the message. To give the truth. It is you yourself have to convince yourself this is from God and is the truth. Therefore, we can see that there is no conversion. This is God what said it's going to happen. When the seven angels come, the elect will see the vision and come together and will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So there is no conversion. We're not going to put the sword in your throat and say, yeah, either you believe in our religion or we're going to cut your head off. No, not such a thing at all. It is you will go to our website, you will study our teaching, you will read though, you will come here and talk to me and eventually say, yeah, that makes sense. Go ahead. A spirit below?
Yes, sir. Hi. I have a question, and I'm not sure if it's already been answered or asked, because I have to answer the phone here for a second and turn the sound down, but much of what you are espousing, I've already come to the point that that is indeed truth. Most of the religions that profess that God created everything and that we should worship Him, they're all seem to be, I agree with you, seem to be part of a greater whole, individual yet part of a whole. And not only with the religions, but there's much of life that seems to be like that as well, each of us as persons seeking God. But the question I had, and I had it before, and I spoke with some of your followers in one of the other groups, is they seem to believe that you are the Messiah, the Christ. And the question I have is, do you consider yourself a Messiah, a Christ, or do you consider yourself the Messiah, the Christ, the one prophesied to come? And I was just wondering about that.
There is only one Messiah. There is only one revealer, one prophet that will be prophesied to come for a long time before He comes. There is only one begotten Son of God has reached true consciousness or Godhead before the creation have been created. There is only one Spirit of God can manifest itself as the major manifestation or the reveal of the truth. But as people follow these teachings and they progress, they do become the Son of God. They become the Spirit of God's Son, not as a being born from a woman or anything. It means that they represent the Spirit of God, therefore they become in the image of God, and therefore they become Son of God. So there are lots of great spirits, great beings on earth that they have realized a lot of things that here we reveal, but not the whole thing. And that is why they think they are Messiah themselves. But that is not based on the scriptures. If we had two Messiahs, we would have two centers, we would have a split in the body of Christ. You don't have two centers in an atom. The moment there is two centers, one atom becomes two. There is only one point of focus that makes the body to become united. If that one point of focus becomes two, then you have a split in the religion. That's why they have so many branches in so many religions, because people claim and they claim they know better than other people, and that split that religion to fragmentation. Therefore, God prophesies for a long time before that revealer comes. If you believe you are Christ, what prophecies have you fulfilled? What revelation you have brought based on the scriptures? Therefore, you have to ask yourself, who has done this thing? That is the criteria for humanity to realize who the correct revealer, Messiah, prophet, major manifestation is. So you might have realized a lot of things because you have been meditating for many lifetimes, and in this lifetime you're realizing this, but you have to recognize that your focus should be on the Messiah or the revealer or the one that is prophesied to come. Even John the Baptist said, you know, John the Baptist was very high spiritual person, and it was a lot of things was revealed to him. But he said he is the forerunner of a greater revealer which come after him. So he didn't say, I am the Messiah, I am the revealer. I know there's a lot of people out there, they think they are the Messiah, they are the revealer, they are Christ. But ask them this, have you fulfilled any prophecies? Did you open the seven seals? Are you from the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah? Are you that unique that we can look at you and say, yes, God made this person uniquely qualified to reveal this revelation? If you have those things, then let's compare and see who has the more truth. And let us follow the correct revealer. Go ahead, Spirit Glow.
No, the question was basically, do you consider yourself the Messiah? Or the Christ? And for myself, I know that I'm not the Christ. I'm not the Messiah. But I, as the same as everyone else, have the ability to become like Christ, or to become like a Messiah, to become a bringer of light. But that doesn't say that I am the Messiah. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the Christ. And I know that, and I realize that. But the message that he brought is that we can be like him. We can be one with him. So we, in a sense, we can become a Christ, we can become a Messiah, but that's not to say that, because you become like Christ, that you are the Christ. It's just, you see the difference? And so my question again is, do you consider yourself the Messiah, the Christ?
You see, that is the question really you have to answer yourself to yourself. As Christ said, if I say I am, many people will not believe. And if I say I am, if I say I am, many people will not believe. And if I say I am not, I'm a liar. Look at the prophecies. Look at the genealogy. Look at the, even in 19, I didn't say that Maitreya is Christ. A gentleman from England took ads in every capital city in the world and announced in 1982 that Maitreya is Christ. Maitreya will be here in the spring of 1982. Go to our website. Go read our teaching. See our claim. Okay? I don't have to say it. You have to see that is what we claim. Okay? And if you can prove it to yourself, then you can see that it is from God, and there is no other person who can bring the last revelation but the line of the tribe of Judah, according to the Revelation chapter 5, and the line of the tribe of Judah is Christ. This is just connect the dots together and come to this conclusion that is what we claim. Okay? This is the last revelation. It is from God. It has fulfilled the prophecies. Now, do I have to say it myself? It doesn't really make any difference if I say it or not. The most important is if you believe it. And in order for you to believe in it, you have to go to study it. See the prophecies are fulfilled, see the revelation is based on the word of God, and therefore you will believe what I say is the truth. And then you answer your question. Really, you have to prove it to yourself. Everybody have to prove it to themselves. Okay? And if you prove it to yourself, this is your proof. And therefore you believe, and it is your God will reveal to you that am I saying the truth or not. And when God reveals to you, then you have a direct relationship with God. And that is the goal of spirituality, to have a direct relationship with God. If you don't have a direct relationship with God, then you have a religion. Go ahead, Lady Heaven.
We as a Muslim will believe that Jesus Christ will come back again to earth, and he has a specific job to do, and he will not born again. Because we believe that Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive up with God, and he will come back again to show the people the right path, and he has a specific duty. So if you're Jesus, or if you're the Christ, then it doesn't fit what we believe in Islam or what Christians believe in, because he is not dead, he will not born again, he does exist. This is a thing. And we have also the expectation of Al-Mahdi, and you've told me that Al-Mahdi, he already came and was a Baha'i believer. So who are you? In Islam, like in Christianity, there's a verse that proves that there is a prophet called Muhammad, and he will come to earth and all should believe in him. In our religion, we only have the expectations of Jesus Christ and of Al-Mahdi. I still don't know who are you. Just tell me, who are you? You're not Jesus Christ? No, because it doesn't fit what all religions believe in. And you're not Al-Mahdi? So, who are you?
Okay, you see, this is very hard for me to tell you about the teaching when you know about your teaching, but you don't know about our teaching. If you had studied our teaching, you would know that we teach that the Spirit of God comes to earth as Messiah or the revealer of the revelations to humanity, and that the Spirit never dies and never will. Okay? In that sense, what you are saying is the truth. Okay, so you are saying about the seven seals, you know. The whole idea during the week is that the people in the all religions unified direct you to go to our website, and they do. Go there and study and see our teaching at least a little bit. So when you come to this room, we can have a conversation about what we believe and what you believe and what why the thing we believe makes more sense and all that. What you told me about what you believe, it's your belief. And some of them even is not in Quran at all, but what you believe is in your religion, and it's been taught you to believe that. And so does Christian. Christian come here and they believe in, you know, Christ is going to raise, he has raised from dead, and he's going to come from the sky. And those who are Christians and good Christians are going to just go to the cloud and get caught with him in there, and suddenly the people are good ones, they're not on earth. That's their dogma, that's their understanding, that's not the truth. You know, cloud means confusion. And it's all explained in the our teaching in Do. And you have to know Do first, really. You have to know our teaching first. But Bible has been changed. Of course it's been changed. So did Quran. Prophet Muhammad never wrote Quran down. There was many versions of Quran after Prophet Muhammad. And then they choose one of them. Actually, there wasn't a split from the very beginning. Yes, yes, you go to our website, go to the more evidence about our teachings, and you will see the Quran. They have many versions of Quran. Yes, go ahead, Lady Heaven. You will see a lot of good information there that will help you to understand your religion better. There was when Prophet Muhammad passed away, there was a war in Yemen, and many of the people who could recite Quran got killed. And suddenly the Khalifa, I think it was Osman, he realized that the Quran is going to get lost. And therefore he gathered people as a committee to put Quran together. And they found that there is many versions of Quran, that people are reciting different verses differently, and they are saying different things about Quran. And actually there was a great struggle which one is the truth, and eventually they put the Quran you have together as is, but it was not the whole revelation, and it was not also the only version. Therefore you can see even Quran is not completely perfect. Go ahead, let's read the globe.
Yes, I was just typing there after we were going, but I kind of lost my train of thought on what I was going to say next because I was typing. But one of the questions that someone had was, have I read the your taught readings and or that writing? And I've read enough, of what you presented to know that the seven seals and the different symbologies are similar enough to the Tree of Life from the Kabbalah, and the seven sacraments with the Catholic Church, and the Buddhist teachings, and they're very similar. They all have those seven seals that have to be overcome if you want to become one with God and have the God consciousness. On the original Messiah question, the Christ question, I don't think that Jesus, he never denied being the Christ. He mentioned that he was, he is the Son of God, and that if you believe in him, You believe in the Father, so he didn't deny that part. But I understand your position as far as your proclamations and how you come to those decisions. And I don't really want to belabor the point, but I do appreciate your mentioning your point of view. Thank you.
Neither do I. I do not deny the Christhood of this revelation and being the Word of God, and I claim and proclaim and have done, nobody goes to the Father but through me. If you want the truth of God, but what happened when he proclaimed? They crucified him because they didn't understand, and they said he is in an ego trip. That is why in this time it is you who prove it to yourself. And then you prove it to yourself, I don't have to tell you. You know it. You know it in your heart that prophecies are fulfilled. This is the line of the tribe of Judah. This is the opening of the seventh seal and the books. Oh, filled with the seventh seal. Actually, the only time that the whole universe rejoiced was when Christ opens the book sealed with the seventh seal. That is the highest revelation God sent to man, and nobody could open it. No one. Only the line of the tribe of Judah. Okay? So, I'm not denying it at all. Actually, if you go to our website, it is all over it. Our claim is very clear. There is no other truth that you can follow on earth but this one. If you want to go to God, to Father, this is it. You have to follow eternal divine path. This revelation is the way to God. This is your salvation. That's why we are here, to tell you this is your salvation. Therefore, I'm not denying anything. But this time, you have to prove it to yourself. I'm not going to tell you. I've already told you. The only thing is that I'm going to leave mostly the responsibility on you, so you can really understand the plan of God, and you know it in your heart. Go ahead, Lady Heaven.
Okay, what is it that there is nothing in Quran that proves that Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger? So, what is the proof that you are the last messenger?
That mystery, God is going to be a mystery until the seventh angel comes. That the tribulation on earth will start after the seven seals are open and the book sealed with the seven seal. That the seventh angel finishes the seventh revelation, that necessity to reveal the eternal divine path. After that, there is no greater revelation going to come to humanity for 1,000 years. So the proof is all over the scripture. That when the seventh angel comes, when he brings the seventh revelation, the mystery of God will be finished. Another proof, if you read our teachings, see the satsangs, see the answers to questions has been given, there is no answer left out, not answer. The only answers really, the questions left is the from the people. They have their own religion, they have their own dogmas, they have their understanding, and they are trying to prove to us that we are wrong. That's the only thing really left, and that is why I direct you to go and read and understand our teaching and say the truth and prove it to yourself. If you did that, then you realize that Prophet Muhammad was the fourth seal. Prophet Muhammad was given the prophethood to bring the truth in Arabic language for Arabs, the children of Ishmael. And this did not come to in my native language. It came in English, which is almost a universal language in the world, that everybody almost knows English, at least many people know English all over the world, and now it has come for the whole earth. Therefore, this revelation is the only universal revelation that have come for the whole humanity, not for a specific group. Old Testament came for Hebrews. New Testament came for the lost tribe of Israel. Quran came for... Yeah, well, as is true, not a lot of people know English, but it is easily can be translated in other language because so many people know English in so many places on earth. You can find somebody can translate though to their native language. We already have French. Of course, Quran's been here for 1,000 years. This has been here only for 25 years. Of course, that's been translated for in many languages. And this already is been translated to French. We have some people who wanted to translate to Arabic and Persian. And as the time goes, it will be translated to all the languages. The Holy Spirit please a cup that is in the process. Being empty or nothing. Okay, so we can see that all this truth is directing humanity to realize that this is the last revelation for humanity. This has the universal scope. It explains all religions and answers all questions. It is opening of the seven seals and the book sealed with seven seals. It is the seventh revelation of God, and the mystery of God has finished. Prophet Muhammad said he has not revealed the whole holy tablet or from Akashic record, therefore he cannot be the last one. If he has not revealed everything, how can he be the last one? Somebody has to come to reveal the last revelation. Again, welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This is the revelation of unification of our religions on earth. We welcome you and encourage you, go to our website. It is the duty and responsibility of each human to study this teaching and eventually realize God has sent new revelation for all humanity to become one. Who can win the evil love and everything and never give chance for the evil? God can do that, you know? And if you let God come through all the time and become one with him, devil has no power over you. Go ahead, Lady Heaven.
In Islam, we have lots of rules, lot of things that we have to do, duties and things that we don't have to do. Okay, so like in Islam, alcohol is forbidden. The girl should be all women should be covered. In your religion, okay, I understand that it's drinking is allowed and women are not covered. So that means that God changed his mind after he asked humanity to do a specific thing like not drinking, and then okay, you can drink. Because in Christianity, before Islam came, drinking that's not correct. So well, because I know a friend, she's Baha'i. okay, what about covering? Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not talking about the virtual one. What about covering? What about getting covered? Okay, what about get covering? I mean, I'm covered. I'm Muslim and I'm covered. So how are you expecting me to take out my hair scarf? And that means that God changed his mind and he doesn't... No, we shouldn't just be dressed. We should be covered, covering our hair. Okay? Covering our hair, and we should not show any attractiveness of our body. So, but you're not covered. I know that you're not covered. I know that you're not covered. So that means that God changed his mind, and now you shouldn't cover. Because before Islam came, and in Christianity, women are wearing covered. But then, women, you have to be covered. And then, no, you shouldn't be covered again in the material. Yeah, I'm talking about the head covering. Before Islam, there was no head covering. But after Islam came, God asked all women to be covered. And how it became now in the material that they shouldn't be covered again? How can I believe that God changed his mind after he made covering a duty in Islam? How it is not a duty now? That is my question.
Okay, now, first of all, there is not such a thing in Quran that completely says everything that the woman in Islam doing. Prophet Muhammad said they have to be modest, they have to wear fair clothing that good spiritual mind will not object to it, and there was not so much covering. It does not, that such covering was not required, you know. But if you want to cover yourself, that would be great. Actually, we believe the woman is more prettier as she becomes more mysterious, and men will actually become more attracted to a mysterious woman. And if they realize that, it is up to women to realize that themselves and cover themselves as much as possible and as much they want. But at the same time, men have to be strong, not to fall for the cheap, shallow woman, but go for the woman they are in their higher nature, and they emphasize their spirit and beauty of their spirit instead of beauty of their body. Not all the women in Islam are covered. There are some women in Islam that they show more of their body than any other woman in the world, and it did not solve many ills in the society. Whether wrong or right, that is how the truth of it is there. So the idea is the woman be educated and taught, and they understand themselves that they have to do just like you want to do it. That's great, lady. If you want to cover your, as I said, I personally like to see women as covered as possible, but I give them the choice. I give them the option for themselves to decide how much they want to cover themselves, and as they meditate and become greater in understanding of the attraction of their body and how it brings men to their lower nature, and men are no longer men. Yes, we are gods, actually. We and God are one. And this is the revealer of the Word of God. And now God wants people to understand deeper level of His revelation by themselves, not to be told or lashed or controlled to do something they don't want to do. And then after a while, the only thing men are thinking in how to cope with the woman and cover them and beat them up to put
put clothes on, instead the woman itself, herself, to realize that it's good for them. Prophet Muhammad never meant to control women and make them to do those things, but he meant the woman that they will decide to do it themselves. But we know and see now, you know, if in Afghanistan, if you don't have that big cover on yourself, you know, those fundamental Muslims beat you up. Is that God's word? That beat up the woman doesn't follow this, but it should love from God. We don't choose. God said, be decent, be, you know, all that. He said, woman, go to a higher nature and realize yourself that you are a part of the problem if you show your body all the time. You make men low in consciousness, and the only thing they want to do is drink beer and watch, you know, a sport because, or pornography, and after a while their brain become completely mush and mush, and God doesn't even enter it. Therefore, it is your responsibility to create an environment that does not bring the humanity to their nature. So now women have to choose and realize, and good, that is why the elect, those who are the children of God, will realize this thing themselves. They will cover themselves. They won't wear clothes like men. Men won't wear clothes like women. And therefore, we will have an environment that does not bring humanity down to the lower nature, because humans realize what God said is good for them. Go ahead, Spirit of Glow.
Sure. I just wanted to say that I think you're extremely gifted spiritually and conceptually. The way you explain the lower nature versus the higher nature, and how the concepts eventually evolved to mean something that was literal when it was supposed to say spiritual. And regardless of, you know, while I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to confirm, you know, whatever, I do know that much of what you're saying is right on the money.
Oh, that's great, Steve Low. And if it was not from God, I could not have said it. If it was not from the Spirit of the Father, I could not have revealed it. Therefore, it is from God. I pray for all of you that Holy Ghost will reveal to you the truth, and all of you will go all around the world and claim our claim to humanity, that the Messiah is here, the revelation of God has come to humanity, the seventh seal is open, now all the religions are unified. Let's find the elect, let's come together, create the facilitating body, and being the kingdom of heaven on earth. I see not many questions left. Lady Heaven, go to our website, study our teachings, and go in a deeper level in understanding. This is a greater truth than any before it. Therefore, if you want to know the depth of God's revelation and truth, you have to check this out. Everyone on earth is obligated to do that. Our time is up. I leave all you to God. Again, go to our website, study teachings, and know that God indeed has returned to earth. Shalom, everybody.